We're getting closer to the NFL schedule coming out, but which are the games that matter most to the team in 2022?
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcast. My name is Travis Rogers. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter under my name, at Travis Rogers. Not only do I host the Locked On Rams podcast, but I also host the Rams pregame and postgame show on their flagship station, ESPN 710, right here in Los Angeles. I've been doing that since the Rams came back way back in 2016. Seems like a long time ago. Seems like the Rams have been here for a while. Click that subscribe button while you're on the podcast feed, the little check mark, the little plus, the little bookmark, whatever it is you got. Make sure that you get that done. I want to talk schedule on today's podcast. I want to talk about the most important road game. I want to talk about the most important home game. And then I got something that I want to talk about that kind of ties the two things together and what we might want to be looking for when we look at that schedule that's supposed to come out next week. We'll have an idea of not just who, but in which order and when, which part of the season. You know, Green Bay in September is very different than Green Bay in December. So we'll see how these games play out along the way. Make sure that you are checking us out every single day. Click that subscribe button. You don't want to forget that, and on YouTube as well. So let's get right into it. So we know who they're going to play, right? We don't know exactly the order of these games. Here's who the Rams have at home for the 2022 season. Keep in mind, it's a 17-game season now, so you're going to have the 8-9 split, right? You're going to have 8 home games, 9 road games, and then the following year you'll have the reverse. Last year, the extra game for the Rams was in Baltimore. That was the road game, so they're going to have 9 home games this year. Seattle, San Francisco, the Raiders, Arizona, Atlanta, Dallas, Denver, Buffalo, and Carolina. Those are the home games. Let's start with this. Let's start with the game that I think is the most meaningful game. And again, this can change a little bit with the release of the schedule next week, depending on where they fall, right? The games that in September potentially won't feel as meaningful as a game that happens after Thanksgiving. And certainly once you get into around Christmas and that early part of January, those games can take on all sorts of implications, as we saw last year. But as you're just looking at it in a vacuum right now, I don't think there's any question. And this may very well likely be their first game of the season. And you know what? How much value can you put in the first game of the season? It's a fair question. And maybe the answer is not much. But if this game lands first, I think it's incredibly meaningful, because I think it's the best home game that they're going to have all year. And I think it's the one that is a potential kind of peek at how good you might be and how good they might be. Talking about the game against the Buffalo Bills, if you look at some odds, right, if you go to our friends at Bet Online and look at some of these odds, the Buffalo Bills are right near the top of the AFC, if not at the very top, depending on when you look at these things. They are an incredibly good team. They are an incredibly hungry team. You know, they remind me of the Rams a few years ago, a team that you can see coming a mile away. They've gotten a little better. They got a little bit of bad luck at some time. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, well, you think I had our one bite at the apple? Well, watch this right now. That's the Buffalo Bills. And here's why I think it's an important part for the Rams as a home game. They have Kansas City on the road, right? Kansas City is a very good team, and you know that that's going to be a team that maybe you have to run into in a Super Bowl somewhere. That way, you know, the Rams and KC would not be a stretch at all. So, fine. But here's the deal. In Kansas City, you're probably supposed to lose that game. I know Sean McVay and Leslie and Matthew Stafford and Aaron Donald, they're never going to say, but on the road in Kansas City against Patrick Mahomes and that team, that's a game that if you lose, you lost. I don't know if it's all that meaningful. I don't know if it's all, oh, okay, well, they don't have this, that, or the other thing. I don't know if that's true. At home, it's a little different. This is how good are we? Well, I don't know. Let's go play the team from the other half of the draw that's at their very best, and let's see if we can beat them in our place, right? Because if we can't beat them here, doesn't mean you can't beat them somewhere else, but this is going to be a setup as well as you could hope for to have that game here in town. And again, this thing about, you know, the NFL likes a big show, right? The NFL likes to have a big, flashy, marquee game on that first game of the season. Rams, Buffalo, you don't think that's going to get some eyeballs? The defending Super Bowl champions against a team that a lot of people think is the favorite in the AFC, a team that's got a very viable MVP candidate in Josh Allen. Yeah, I'll take that. And to go out there and beat that team, you know, that very quickly takes care of that. Well, who have you beaten kind of quick? Because look, you're going to be playing Carolina. You're going to be playing Atlanta. You're going to be playing the Seahawks. You've got Arizona, some teams that you handle typically pretty well. All of a sudden, we beat Buffalo. That sounds pretty darn good, right? That's an incredibly good win. So if it's first, great. It's an incredibly sexy opening win. If you lose it, I still think there's plenty of time to dig out from underneath it. But let's say that you're kind of on the precipice, right? Let's say that this is a game that gets scheduled in November, December, and the Rams are maybe they've had some injury. Maybe they've had a little bit of bad luck, and maybe they're trying to figure out exactly who they are. And you get that Buffalo game late in the season, that takes on a whole different sort of connotation. That takes, we got to win this game to get right. We got to win this game to have the division lead, to have a certain seeding in the playoffs. That game against a team that good is always going to be incredibly important. And I don't think there's any question that as far as their home schedule goes, they got some good one. Dallas is going to be interesting. It's the Cowboys. That's always a fun game to see. The Rams have had a good deal of success against the Cowboys along the way. You look at the Raiders, who I think are going to be a very good team, but the Rams should be better than the Raiders. And when it comes to Buffalo, I don't know. We'll see. You know, that's why I think it's the most important game on their home schedule. Getting that Buffalo game early, late, or anywhere in between, you win that game, you feel very, very good about where your team is. If you lose it, it's how good are we? Okay, so that's the home game. What about the one on the road? That's coming up next. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all of your betting stats and sports information. Speaking of the schedule, I can't wait for the schedule to come out and see how maybe some of these things change along the way. I always enjoy that. That's a fun way to do it. BetOnline, you get all of this information, your sports developments, the league reviews and news, including the year's basketball playoffs. In the middle of that right now, Major League Baseball is just getting started. Put me down for Mike Trout for MVP. And this weekend's run to the Roses as the Kentucky Derby is back. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Mother's Day is right around the corner, right? And what's a better gift for maybe your wife, maybe your mom, your grandmother, whoever the woman in your life that's been incredibly important to you? Why not give her something incredibly special like fine jewelry, right? And that's where BlueNile.com comes in. They can take care of all of this stuff. It's such a wonderful gift to give. Diamond jewelry, maybe little, diamond studs. Who would mom wouldn't like that? Which wife wouldn't like that? These are great ways to do it. We're talking about all sorts of incredibly elegant classic pieces. Maybe you want to go big. Maybe you want that little statement piece, as they like to say. Whatever it is, BlueNile.com has you covered on this. And here's the deal. You don't have to know exactly what it is that you're looking for, but I kind of want this. I kind of want that. I don't know jewelry really well. Blue Nile has experts, jewelry experts on hand 24/7, available via phone or chat to help you find that memorable gift for no matter what your budget might be. Mark Mother's Day with something enduring. Those diamond stud earrings, like I mentioned, elegant tennis bracelets. Give her something that she's going to remember forever. This Mother's Day, give her that special gift from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners get $50 off $500. This podcast exclusive is only good through Mother's Day. Use the code Locked On. That's the code Locked On. Plus, every order is insured. It ships free, and it arrives in discreet packaging that's not going to give away the unbelievable surprise that's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever piece, BlueNile.com, today. Okay, so let's go to the road. Let's see what the Rams have cooking away from SoFi Stadium. We did find out that they are not going to go to London. They're not a part of one of the international games that is scheduled to take place. By the way, I don't know why they don't do a game in Mexico. It's just as a one-off, a game in Mexico City every year, why not? And I'm not talking about the Rams specifically. I'm talking about anybody. If that is a market that loves American football. That is a market that has a lot of Mexican fans here in Los Angeles that love the Rams. And it just seems like a market that is dying to explode. Germany, okay, cool, but let's do Mexico first. That sounds like a much, much better deal. So here's who the Rams have away from home. Obviously, you have your three division games, Seattle, Arizona, and San Francisco. They go to New Orleans. It feels like the Rams are in New Orleans just about every single year. You got Tampa Bay on the road as well, Green Bay, Kansas City, and the Los Angeles Chargers. So kind of a home game for them, but they're going to have to play it as the road team The Chargers are going to have that. So the Rams actually kind of have 10 home games along the way, which is kind of interesting to think about like that. But I don't think there's any question that the most important road game for the Rams this upcoming season is the game that they're going to play against the Green Bay Packers. Again, the actual date of these games, it could change this a little bit. Like I mentioned before, a game in Green Bay in December is far different than a game in Green Bay in October, right? It's just October, it's probably going to be pretty darn nice. In September, it might even still be warm. But once you get past Halloween, certainly November is kind of a crapshoot, but December and beyond in Lambeau Field, forget about it. So I think that that's the one. And not just because the weather may be dicey, but like we talked about with Buffalo a second ago, the Rams have entered that point of their existence with this group of guys, with this coach, with that defensive player and Aaron Donald and the offensive weapons that they have, like Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp. Just winning the division, just going to the playoffs is not the goal of this team, right? They have bigger goals in mind. The Rams, anything short of another NFC championship appearance, I think would be disappointing for the Rams. I'm sure that Sean McVay would probably look at me and say, no, anything short of a Super Bowl appearance is going to be disappointing. Anything short of a Super Bowl championship, again, might be disappointing in his eyes. But this is another very good measuring stick. And unlike Buffalo, who you will not see again unless you play them in the Super Bowl, this Green Bay game could be a big deal. Think about if you have this game let's start here. No matter where it is, if you lose that and it comes down, let's say both of these teams are 13-4 or 12-5 or whatever it is, but what's the first tiebreaker, right? It's head-to-head. If the Packers have that tiebreaker, now you're going to have to go to Lambeau Field twice, potentially. Now, and we know that a playoff game in January, the odds of it being anything other than miserable are very, very low. So this is not only how do we measure up against a very good team like we were talking about with that Buffalo game, but this is a game that you could potentially cost you having to go there and do it again. You know, what was so nice about the way that everything broke last year? It's that San Francisco went in there and did you a huge favor by beating Green Bay. You didn't have to go to Green Bay. You got to go to Tampa and play in a weather that's a lot like what you play in at home. It's dry. It's warm. And you're playing against a team that doesn't have an incredible home field advantage because of the climate. Well, I mean, that was just good luck, and I guess it could happen again, but wouldn't you rather win that game, and if it comes down to a tiebreaker, that game comes back to Los Angeles? If you're talking about the difference between the second and third seed or the first and second seed or the bye or whatever it might be, I mean, let's bring it back to L.A. The Rams have developed a pretty nice little home field advantage running through the playoffs at SoFi Stadium. If you can stay out of Lambeau Field for a second time, I think that's the one that matters. And you'll have a pretty – look, if you can go into Green Bay and you beat the Packers and you beat Aaron Rodgers and if you beat them in foul weather, if the game happens to fall late in the calendar, that's a pretty good ego boost right there. Look, we can do that. Yeah, we can do anything. I mean, that's a tough place to play. We've seen Aaron Rodgers, you know, thrive in that environment over the years. If you can go in there and get that done against a team that I think a lot of people think is going to be one of the Rams' main contenders in the NFC, there you go. And I guess you could say some of the same things about Tampa because they have to go to Tampa as well. But the difference is the Rams have played Tampa three times. Okay. The Rams played Tampa three times with Tom Brady as their quarterback. They're 3-0, and two of those games took place in Tampa. That is not, for whatever reason, I'm not saying it's easy. It's never easy, but that's a matchup that works out pretty well for the Rams. I don't know if that matchup with the Packers works out nearly as well. We've seen the Packers a couple of times over the last few years, and the Rams lost to them last year. They lost to them in the playoffs the year before that. And when they were in the Coliseum a few years before that, if David Montgomery doesn't bring that ball out of the end zone towards the end and fumble it, giving it right back to the Rams, who knows what Aaron Rodgers does to him in the Coliseum. I don't need that guy as part of my life. You can deal with it. I don't want to deal with him. I'll do it back in SoFi if I have to do it, but let's go on the road and win that one. All right, one more little schedule wrinkle coming up in just a second. But not before we talk about Built Bars, right? 130 calories, 4 grams net sugar, 4 net carbs, 17 grams of protein. How many times have you heard me say that? I say it because it's true. I also say it because you don't need to worry about that. That's all the good stuff, right? High protein, low sugar, low net carbs. Here's what you really care about. They taste really good at Built Bar. They don't really have any of the bad stuff in it that some of these other snacks that you've got in your desk and your backpack and your car and all these other Built Bar, they taste great. They're good for you. It allows you to make some good food choices. And if you're anything like me at all, one good choice leads to another. Now all of a sudden you're rolling because Built Bars have put you on a track to success. They've got something that's there for everyone. For me, my favorite flavor, coconut almond. You cannot beat it. It is terrific. And I guarantee you they're going to have something in there that you love as well. Go to built.com to get all your favorites, banana cream pie, raspberry, double chocolate. There's a million of them. Use the promo code LOCKED15 at built.com and you will get 15% off of your order. Use that promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. So we did the road. We've done the game at home. Buffalo, I think, is the most important home game that the Rams have. I think the game in Green Bay is the most important road game that the Rams have. So what's left, you're asking yourself? How about a little bit of both, right? Of course, we're talking about the most important division games, and I don't think there's any question here, right? The Rams are going to have to play one up at Levi's Stadium against the Niners. The Rams are going to host the 49ers at SoFi Stadium, seemingly for the 486th time in the last 3 weeks. But those are the big ones, right? Those are the Green Bay one is going to determine maybe where you play in the playoffs, where you play in good weather or bad weather, maybe how your seeding. The Buffalo game is going to determine whether or not you match up with the best teams in the NFL and whether or not you can beat those teams if you have maybe a slight advantage by doing it at home. The San Francisco games, we know what that's about. That's about bragging rights. That's about rivalry. That's about beating a team that's had your number for a very long time until last NFC Championship game. And here's another big part of it too, and especially the home aspect of this. What's it going to look like when the 49ers come in? When do they come in? You know, they came in late last season. The 49ers needed that game at the end of the year last year. The 49ers came in, they had... Like, I could tell you some lies if you wanted to hear them, but the fact is there were more 49er fans in that building than there were Rams fans. Rams fans did better in the NFC Championship game, but it was a bad look for the Rams. It really was. And when you're sitting there and your team colors are blue and yellow and you see nothing but red in the entire stadium, it's kind of demoralizing. And the players talked about it. You heard Andrew Whitworth talk about it. Matthew Stafford and his wife went out and spent a couple hundred thousand of their own money to try to prevent it from happening again in the NFC Championship game. What's that going to look like? Have you taken a step? Look, I'm not saying it's going to be a sea of blue. There's too many people in Los Angeles from too many other places. I get the whole economic. Like, I can sell 4 of these tickets and cover my expenses for most of these other games. I get it. I understand that, you know, we all got to pay for things the way we got to pay for them. I understand. I don't love it, but I get it. What's it going to look like? By the way, they're going to be pretty good. You know, whether it's Trey Lance, whether it's Jimmy G, whether Debo's still there, we'll see. But we've seen the 49ers in a variety of iterations, and all of them give the Rams trouble. So they got one at home, they got one on the road, but those 49er games are always tough. They're always meaningful. They always seem to determine whether or not the Rams have a little bit of momentum, whether or not they're stuck in the water, and the fan aspect of it all too. I think that's important. It's not going to determine whether or not the Rams have a successful season, the fans, but I do think it's a bit, it's one of those litmus tests. Like, how are they doing? Are the roots growing a little deeper? Has the fandom increased a little bit? Or, you know, if it was 60-40 Niner fans last year, it wasn't. It was probably closer to 70-30. Are we at half and half? Can you flip it? Can it be 60-40 the other way? Rams fans like, no, I'm not going to do it. You can buy my Dallas Cowboy tickets, right? Maybe that's the game that you can flip, but I'm not going to give you the ones to the Niners. I think it'll be really interesting to see how that thing plays out. So those are some of the games on the schedule. The schedule comes out next week. We will talk about all of the games and the order in which they're going to be played and get some good, you know, do you have a bunch of games in a row? When does the bye week fall? The weather elements that come along with it? When are your division games? We'll get into all of that coming up on the next Locked On Rams. Thanks for making us your first listen every single day. Now make Locked On NFL your second listen. The schedule may be dark, but the NFL, it never, ever, ever stops. And neither does Locked On NFL. Get insights and opinions from hosts, including Ross Jackson, Chris Carter, and Tony Wiggins, plus Locked On NFL hosts repping all 32 squads. There's no offseason for real fans, so make sure you're subscribed to Locked On NFL on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.